like, what, $6-7 million or whatever he'd want, which is like not $6-7 million when you have like not $6-7 million on the tax bill. That'd more be like $70 million. Yeah, that's those are the decisions that's gonna come like really early. But then the re-signing Derek White, and what are you gonna do with Jrue Holiday when he's 36 making $38 million? Those are the decisions that are gonna be some interesting decisions. But as for Tatum and Brown, I don't see those two going anywhere. But again, everybody else, I don't really know, man. I don't really know. But yeah.
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things. Like get tattoos of her face. Or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat. An Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
What's going on, y'all? This is Isaac from New Translations, and you are listening to WONY, evading noise violations since 1962. Oh, yeah.
Think you may need all of mine. Hate to say, you know that love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in here though. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But Keep it glizzy, ride around through my city. Cassandra, Kanisha, Kanika, and Tisha, Lisa, and Tisha. Them cause I don't need them. All them street shit. Staying in the field, they on the bleachers. On your back, I start applying that lotion. So deep, I'ma go in. Pulling all on your sewing. I'm
pop smoke, but you know all my governments. All that gangsters, bitch, you be loving it. She love how I'm bugging it.
Oh, you like that?
Shorty brown and petite, fly in the street, a demon in the sheets. Mother was a lawyer, her father the police. They be working long hours, so she always had the freeze. She said I could come with her, figure hot up in the streets. Cause I'm a relay in the jungle and a shark up in the sea. She like, Papa, you so fire, but get up out the streets. I'm like, baby, what you mean?
What you mean?
I think you are something special. I take you on a shopping spree, cause I'm so into you. I'm so into you. I'm so into you. I'm so into you, man. My God. Take you on a shopping spree, cause I'm so into you. I'm so into you. I'm so into you. I'm so into you, babe.
That was Pop Spoke, something special. But I was messing around with the instrumentals. I didn't like what I was picking. Well, football. Giants signed a quarterback. Yes. Giants signed Jameis Winston. And I'm not going to lie to you. Oh, that's too loud. I feel pretty good about it. See, I had to build a suspense. I feel pretty good about it. This was kind of like, I'm not going to say the best scenario, but the scenario I feel good about, because Jameis Winston knows he's going to be a backup quarterback. I just feel like with the other players, with like Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, they have like the belief that they're going to start for 17 games, which is, that's kind of not the ideal plan, at least not for me. But Jameis Winston honestly gives us a quarterback that's going to like throw the ball past 10 yards and really help all our receivers develop. Because I feel like certain guys, especially like Wan'Dale Robinson, he's kind of like his development has kind of been like stunted because there was 1 year. Honestly, he's had the worst QB play ever in his first 3 years. On top of him tearing his ACL the first year, he kind of really hasn't like he hasn't really had a real good season. Not like in terms of him like playing, because he's been fine, but like with quarterback play, like besides his rookie year. But then this year he was kind of just getting 5 yard passes every play, and then we had again the worst QB play ever. So it's nice that we have a quarterback who can throw the ball. He might throw some interceptions, but he can throw some touchdowns though, which is what we need. On the Giants front, besides that, we probably will end up drafting Shador. It kind of seems like everyone is kind of on board with the plan. Shador wants to be a Giant. Deion Sanders wants to be a Giant. The team wants Shador Sanders to be the quarterback. Everyone's really on board. So it's only a matter of time, which is great news for me. So, yeah, that's the Giants front. And then Patriots, their GM said some things about how he was going to, of how he's going to quote unquote pivot. And prioritize best available player than need, which is, I mean, yeah, I wish that was, I hope that was the plan all along, but that's interesting when, GMs are really transparent with, the fans. But it's nice that, honestly, where they're picking, they're really just going to take the best player who's on the board, which is probably going to be, end up being the second best defensive player, so Travis Hunter maybe. So honestly, yeah, they're kind of in a really good position. Other things, Puka Nacua said he's going to retire at 30. Do I believe him? No, but we'll see what happens. I'm kind of intrigued to see what his next contract is, because the wide receiver market is kind of really high. It's at $40 billion right now. But he's probably going to get whatever DK Metcalf got, which is 33 per year. So shouldn't be too crazy. But I don't think he'll probably be here. Puka Nacua will probably be playing football in 6 years. I don't really think he's retiring, but we'll see what happens, though. I mean, I've seen guys retire early, though, so it's not out of the ordinary. Anything else on the football front? No, it's kind of dry up until the draft. Honestly, everyone's been signed. This is probably going to end up being the team up until draft time.
I'm better than mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always buy slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, rock out on the OVO. Send this to pop out on the real steel. The best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI and the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, low gravel too. Gotta pay for the entourage travel too. Cause I flip, flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and bob.
Things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as f***. And you know you are. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as f- and you know you are. These girls be doing research.
Research.
I swear, she like, this piece of hair off in the sink ain't come from me first.
I swear.
The way you stressing got me blowing indo, outdo. Every time you intro, that's my cue to outro. And I know all my niggas call you crazy. You just misunderstood, though. Through all the evil in your eyes, swear I can still see the good, though. But you unlocking my cell like you is a cop. How you decode all my emails, Gmails, even P.O. boxes got me P.O.'d. You saw my emails with CC when you wasn't CC'd. I'm on my way to halfway, my baby. I need you to meet me.
Straight up.
You talking about I had the key to your heart. Then I got my first European. You took that key, then you keyed it. What type of shit do we be in? Blowing up TNT and hella drama. TMZ and be I'm leaving. And then she switched the shit like...
Research.
I swear, she like, this piece of hair off in the sink ain't come from me first.
I swear. God.
You hang around too good, damn long, it's like you need work.
Do you got a job on me for real?
I swear.
Oh, God.
I swear. Man, these girls be doing research.
Watch out, these girls be doing research.
Okay, I know you did some research. Well, shit, I did too. I saw you wearing Drake's chain like you was part of his crew. I saw you chilling with Meek Mill up at the summer gym. Ooh, I hope my eyes the one that's lying to me, girl, and not you. I know we all done got a pass, but it's shit that I can't pass. Seen you at the Soho House, I know you can't afford that tap. When I run into Chris Brown and he laugh, cause he know what you know what I don't. It make me feel like I don't know yo. How you saying, like,
watch out, research.
I swear, she like, this piece of hair off in the sink ain't come from me first.
I swear.
You hang around too good, damn long, it's like you need work.
Do you got a job on me for real?
I swear. Man, these girls be doing research.
Watch out, these girls be doing
research.
first class cabin fever. Hey. 5 hour layovers from Norway to Egypt. Hey. I'm to the point like the pyramids of Giza. Still I'm to the left like the tower out in Pisa. I'm feeling single, baby, I could use a feature. Hey. Swagger like Caesar, hey. I get you a visa. Hey. We can go to Italy and maybe see the Colosseum. I'll be Da Vinci if you be my Mona Lisa and I smile. So pack your bags real good, baby, 'cause you'll be gone for a while. Spin the globe, wherever it lands, that's where we'll go. We'll hit up Europe, yep, and spend some euros. Or maybe visit Berlin, the walls with the murals. This is your month, baby, sign of the Virgo. Private reservations, glasses full of Merlot. A rosé, a burgundy, traveling like turbo. Brush up on your Espanol, we're Barcelona bound for smile. So pack your bags real good, baby, 'cause you'll be gone for a while.
Of the internet, try once and it's on to the next shit. X or the old face on your exes, right? And we can do the same thing if you want to have at it when your thoughts can't breathe and you're thinking asthmatic and you want to be a mom. And I wasn't mad at it, I was thinking about me. I'll be really bad at it because I'm thinking about me. Weeks in Dubai, 4th of July, house in Kauai. Yeah, we can try. So let's try.
to all the kids like me. Whether you are in heaven now or good.
Birds sing flying around. You never see them too long on the ground. You wanna be one of them. Yeah, you wanna be one of them. Yeah, you might hear the birds singing flying around. You never see them too long on the ground. You wanna be one of them. Yeah, you wanna be one of them. Yeah. Well, now.
That was Kid Cudi, Mr. Rager. Oh, I do have a little bit of music stuff. Now, whose manager is it now? SZA's manager? I don't know. Someone who knows people said that Baby Keem might be dropping an album soon. Now, I don't know what soon means. That could be this summer. That could be next winter. I don't know. Nobody knows. But I'm hoping he drops soon enough because it's been a really long time. But with that being said, not a lot of music to talk about. Still listening to Cardi's album. Still pretty good. Outside of that, nothing much. So, we are doing some Would You Rather questions. If I can find... What? If I can find some questions. I just read the worst question ever. It said, would you rather not be able to have a hobby again or never be able to enjoy food and drinks again? That depends what you think a hobby is. But that's an awful question. I'm not answering that question. Okay, I'm finding another one. I saw some before. Okay, would you rather be a rock star, pop star, or country star? Probably going with the pop star. I'm trying to think. That'd probably be the most fun because I don't really listen to country music or rock for that matter. Pop star would be cool. I think there's not really like a lot of male pop stars. Besides Harry Styles, there's like the Benson Boone, but I don't. I know he does flips, but outside of that, I don't really. And Justin Bieber, he doesn't make music anymore. He's retired. Ed Sheeran, I think he dropped an album lately, but I don't know. Yeah. Going down the list. Unlimited supply of your favorite foods of your or your favorite drinks. Probably my favorite food. As long as they're cooked. Because I'm not really trying to cook some stuff. I should have saved some because I read some during the break and now I can't find them because I had decent ones. What? I just read something crazy. I don't want to repeat it on FCC Airways, but that wasn't. Would you rather wake up with a Charlie horse every morning or a rain freeze? Definitely the Charlie horse. Brain freeze, because that's going to give me, it's probably going to give me a headache. And then, yeah. What? Sorry, I'm reading things that are just not great. I got to do a better job of keeping y'all occupied while I look for things. Would you rather never eat red meat again or have to only listen to Train for the rest of your life? I'm never eating red meat again. I don't want to only listen to Train. Wait. Oh, Train. They have good songs, actually. I thought it was a whole different group that I was thinking of. My answer is not going to change, but I don't know. I thought they were talking about Nickelback. And I don't know, I don't have a single Nickelback song in my playlist, but yes, I'll do like one more if I can find it semi-quickly. Would you rather fight 10 angry crows or a honey badger? I don't know what a honey badger is. What I vaguely know, but I don't know. That looks scary. Angry crow? Nah, bro. Hold on. I gotta look at a crow. a bird. I'm finding a bird. 10 birds. To repeat, it says, would you rather fight a, or rather fight 10 crows or a honey badger? Neither. But if I had to pick, probably the honey badger, because there's one of them. I don't, birds are dangerous. Birds are, they peck and it seems like it hurts. I don't know. But yeah, that's probably the last one, unless I can find something at the buzzer. Like, I don't even know what species a honey badger is. Is that like the name of the species, or is that like a like a different kind of one? Trying to look. What would you have? Would you rather have a never-ending supply of tacos or a never-ending supply of pizza? Definitely the pizza. What? I don't know. I mean, tacos are cool, but I don't like tacos that much. So definitely the never-ending supply of pizza. That was the music update for today. I'll have a better one next week.
Quality. And that the girl them need and I cry for every day without apology. Walk them the right way, that's my policy. Yeah, right. Shonda Paul alongside Beyonce. Now hear the man say, this a dirty, yeah. I know you dig the way my step, the way my make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because they cannot be denied. Come check me in at the night, I make her get it amplified. But I keep for run the ship, and I go slip, and I go slide. In other words, the love I got to give it certified. For giving it the toughest, longest time for mine, girl.
I'm Atta Anaya. Atta Atta Anaya. I know you gon' like it. I know you gon' like it. Atta Atta Anaya. Atta Atta Anaya. So don't you fight it. So don't you fight it.
Same time, same location. Hopefully with some new music. Hopefully with some more NBA news. And yep, same time, same location. Ball and Beats. I'll be back.
Showtime. pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air.
Hashtag blessed.
They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do? 24 karat magic.
Break it.
look.
I'm not done looking at my eyelids. Be quiet. And I've been stuck on autopilot for a couple days now. I've been in a daze now.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and we're here celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month.
¡Qué lo que, Woni!
Estamos con J-Lo.
Mi gente Latino.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split second, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
On Monday, March 3rd, join Class of 2025 for a Leader's Lunch.